The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the organic and orgasmic sex show that is the flowering and budding of the plant life in the Truckee Meadows. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. With me as always are my very good friends, Mr. Nick Ramirez in the corner. We've got Dogwater Dick in Studio B hanging out there with the intern Nate. And in the studio, we've got the kids from Fighting the Future. Yeah. This is going to be a kick-ass show.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
It's spring.
Hi. I'm Yay. Excited. I like the weather finally. Like, I know it's going to get cold and be shitty like at least one or two more weekends before the end of May. But it's here. It's here. The new phone books are here. The new phone books are here.
Fire paper.
Somebody now.
Great. Are you guys having a good week?
Dude, this week was awesome.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
cool.
Awesome. Yeah, I I worked real hard at my job.
Yeah.
And then on the weekend, I didn't have my kid, and I went out and I did stuff, and I had fun, and hung out with my girlfriend.
Oh.
And I had a great weekend.
How's it going? Just, are you guys in love or what?
Yeah, maybe.
I was.
Oh. She could take Chrome off a trailer hitch.
Honey. Oh,
definitely.
Okay. What else? So no specifics this weekend?
Huh? Not really. It was just kind of laid back. I went out, had a few drinks. It was real quiet.
Right on.
The girlfriend got called into work when we were supposed to be going out to dinner. So I just blah blah blah.
What does she do?
She's a cook at a fine restaurant in town.
Oh, awesome!
Yeah,
McDonald's.
Yeah. Very shrewd.
Yeah.
Very shrewd.
I end up cooking everything, dude. The last thing you want to when you're a cook, thing you want to do when you come home after work is cook.
Oh yeah.
Does
she
bring you home a plate or two?
Oh yeah,
sometimes.
Yeah, when I get home, I never mix music because I'm sick of it from doing it all day.
But you do it at
but
your
you
home.
Do it
I know,
here,
it sucks.
So you're stuck in this cycle of evil music.
My doctor said that I should only use my bedroom for sleeping and sex. And I'm like, that's just impossible. I can't
It has been...
You need to get a bigger
you
house.
You broke that rule for, 20 years now?
Ever. Yeah. So what I need to do is just start having sex with everybody I record. And then it'll be okay.
Down.
Okay, but right? You're not going to charge me for...
So when are we going to record?
You already paid.
Wait. Yeah, when are we going to record, Rick? I've paid a couple of times.
Gross.
Let's put this to bed.
We were on acid
in
the
college.
Woods.
It doesn't count.
It was in the 90s.
Yeah. Had the salami?
Exactly. I got a great
plan. Honey, what have I told you about repeating
for our
those long-time stories?
Listeners, there was a revelation.
Right.
Beautiful.
I had actually two of the band members from Pistolero said, or no, which band? It's one of the bands. They were like, we were telling people that you were hot dogging Rory. And I was like, and they thought, what? And yeah, and then they thought, well, we weren't supposed to tell anybody, right? And then one of the guys is all, dude, it was on the podcast. It's totally okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
what's a little hot dogging between friends on hallucinogens?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I miss Chewy.
Hi, Chewy.
I miss Chewy so bad.
How are you doing, bud? How are the mines?
Where else are you supposed to wipe your dick at?
How's the brick laying? And
whatever.
By brick laying, I mean fucking your mom.
That's totally disgusting.
I know.
Yeah, way to go. That's not nice.
I'm sick of him not being here. He does this one more week, I'm going to fire him.
Right? Yeah, you can't come back anymore.
We're going to stop paying you, Chewy.
Yeah.
You won't be on this podcast anymore.
It's like our show's three and a half men. You know, us three and sometimes Chewy.
But I'm sure it's not very good.
Anyway, my weekend was awesome.
Yeah.
I got to do a lot of baseball, dude. I'm doing the board ops for Aces games and
So by doing baseball, you mean not doing baseball, but doing sound for
baseball. No, over at my job, the radio station.
He's a part of making
a
baseball game happen.
I run the broadcast for some Aces games and some Wolfpack games. So
that's
Nevada,
cool.
Reno, It's super fun. I'm following baseball this year, which I wish Chewbacca was here because so we could talk more sports, you know?
And evidently the Drunken Monkeys got off to
My third favorite team, yes.
A drunken start here this year. I don't know what the score was, but they had their first game on, what, Thursday, Wednesday, something
like
that.
I thought it was practice. I didn't even think they – oh, no, they did have their first
game. They had their first game. So go out there and go to the park and support the Drunken Monkeys from Jub Jubs. I have no idea. Oh, I'm shit. Sure they did great.
Maybe we should call Chewbacca and ask him.
Yeah, he doesn't know either. He's not here.
Right.
All sad. Right.
Yeah. We'll get an update for that. See, the sports corner is quiet because Chewie's not here.
Yeah, it sucks.
We'll get an update on you for that next week, I'm sure.
Rachel's sitting in Chewie's corner. Does she know anything about sports?
Well, she's standing there.
Sometimes in baseball you make the touchdowns and then you tackle the guy on the hockey field. It's awesome.
That is an excellent sport, but however, not the one we're talking about.
That, dude. When you're talking about sports and it gets weird, just play that clip.
Totally.
That she just said.
Totally.
That would be awesome. What did you do this weekend, Rick?
Oh, I had a fucking great weekend. On Friday night, I went to the Tap House right by Java Jungle and saw the Pistoleros play.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, yeah.
That was amazing.
I was there for a minute.
Are you serious?
I walked by.
You could tell.
You could hear the music.
I opened my window.
Oh, yeah.
I could
was
hear
fucking
it.
Really loud. So, but that was they were fucking great. It was awesome to see those guys. And then Saturday night, I was supposed to track the Riptide Bandits, who are officially the most flaky band. God bless them. I love them so much, but they have
did they have to reschedule this and this was a reschedule already?
And then they no, this was scheduled. But then there has not been
a
single
weekend?
Time that they haven't like
not cool, dude.
Something happens last minute, they don't show. They call and say they're not showing an hour later, but I love
they
them.
Know they know
I love
that.
Them. And
that's,
the album's
they know
great.
That. They know that you love
but
them.
But Jesus Christ, you guys.
And,
oh
the minute you expect them to do that will be the week they show up on time.
Exactly. Yep. Well, no, that will never happen. That will never, never, never happen.
They're musicians.
Yeah, God bless them. It always freaks me out when musicians show up on time. I'm like, what's wrong with you? Your music's going to suck. which, by the way, you guys were early.
We were early.
Yeah, we were early.
So we're
wow.
Oh, but so
way
they
to be
canceled.
A dick right off the bat, bro.
I know.
See that third knob there? That's the suck button. Just turn it down a little.
But so when they called and canceled, I realized that our good friend Justin Hoover, who lives in Sacramento, was having his hillbilly home housewarming party in Sacramento at his new house. So I suddenly realized that the party was going to start in 3 hours, and my session got canceled. So I fucking jumped in my car and drove to Sac and went to a party.
Right.
Awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Awesome, Rick.
And as
way to live spontaneously.
Fuck yeah. And then there was no place to sleep at his place because his whole family was staying there, so I had to sleep in his bed with him.
Nice.
And for all you people having trouble with alcohol, that just shows that you can go to parties spontaneously and not be a drinker.
Oh, it was awesome.
I love
so much
you, Rick.
Fucking fun.
You set a good example. Yeah, when I quit drinking,
you
you're
like,
going to be my role model.
I will. Awesome. Dude, you can be like me. Be like me.
Yeah.
And it's part of it is gay sex. You have to have a lot of gay sex.
Well,
so
it rubs that alcoholism
right
out.
What if my girlfriend puts on like a dick or something? Will that count?
I will accept that.
Okay. We'll get away with that.
It's only gay if you like it. So.
Right.
Thank you.
Right. Or,
I don't mind if you don't like it.
And as,
just I have to do this for Rick, baby.
And just make sure
it's for
make
sobriety.
Sure you really like it. But.
As long as you're kidding, it doesn't count.
Great.
Okay, so that said, that was fucking great. And then we did end up tracking with the Riptide Bandits on Sunday. So we made up for the lost time and we got some good work done.
Good.
And I love those guys. They know that they're flaky. I'm not telling them anything.
Viva la Dogwater.
Yeah, and fucking I was telling John, why the hell would we need two more weekends to do one stupid guitar part? And then as the whole weekend failed, he texted me, yeah, why the hell would we need two weekends? Because if I schedule 10 days, you might show up for three. So, God bless them. I love them. Okay.
Making awesome. Reno music. Speaking of Reno music, let's get to our guests here.
Ooh, we have people.
This is Fight in the Future. Yeah. And is it metal? Is it punk?
Doing?
Is it hardcore? What
I was
is,
told
we,
you guys were pop.
What are we doing?
I was told pop punk ish.
Yeah. Like Neil Diamond meets
kind of all encompassing of that.
Yeah.
We're pop punk influenced.
So generic and derivative?
Not necessarily.
But in the most unique way possible.
All right, there you go.
Generic derivative in a unique way.
That was Rachel. Let's get a name,
who are
voice
you
thing. Rachel?
Hi, I'm Rachel. I'm the bassist.
Hi, I'm Austin. I'm the rhythm guitar and lead vocalist.
Hi, I'm Dylan. I'm also a lead vocalist. And
oh, bass.
I'm kidding, Austin. I'm the backup vocalist.
And he blushes very easily.
I do. I really do.
That's
it's
just
a problem.
His
the drummer outside
the
in the other room.
And I'm Craig. I play drums.
All right.
Yeah, that's okay.
Fight in the future.
We'll forgive you, Craig.
How come your name is Fighting the
Future? Yeah, what's wrong
with
the future anyway?
Because the future of music sucks.
Good. That's is what we came to talk about. Tell
you,
us
Craig.
Why.
Judging by the recent past.
Just listen to
you know what Edmund Burke says? You can never judge the future by the past.
I don't know who Edmund Burke is.
I don't either. It's a quote from a movie.
I mean, just listen to top 40s, and it's just, it's all shit.
But
yes,
I think the point is to not listen
except
to top
40. Except for Blurred Lines. No. That song changed my life.
You're out of the band, Ding.
Ding for that. Damn. That was a good one.
I think
Go ahead.
I think it's more about just playing music we want to hear. And I think that's what we want to do. And fighting the future part kind of falls in. Basically, because we are going to take what we love to do and push all the way through our entire lives with it. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Right on.
Mm. More or less.
Should we just have a song right now?
I love that idea. What do you guys think?
That sounds good.
Sure. What song are we going to play?
Oh, my
God.
We
rehearsed this.
You didn't have this worked out before. Right?
Oh,
you got four songs ready?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Let's just jump right in. So this one's called The Chronicles of the Narcissist and the Opportunist.
All right. Are we doing that?
Wow.
Are we doing
that's
that?
Like me and Rory.
Ding. Yeah. That is, yeah, wow.
Are we doing that beginning part?
Let's just count off.
All right.
You mean nothing, but she smiles back at you. I hope you think I'm
Hell yeah.
Damn.
Where did that come
I had
from?
No idea of what we were getting ourselves into. I'm so
how
glad it doesn't suck that much.
Yeah. How do we miss the spin, man? How long have you guys been out?
We're going on 2 years. Coming August will be our 2 year anniversary as a band.
Yeah, but
this lineup is pretty recent, though.
Like 7 months for this lineup.
Okay.
Total direction change with Rachel joining us.
Rachel.
Fucking, that was
I love that there was a bass breakdown. I know it's really hard to get guitar players to stop for a second.
I've always been a huge fan of the female bass player, too.
Yeah. Who is it?
Way in the back.
I'm not.
You know. I love it.
Four strings and boobs.
Austin.
Yeah.
I got that, too.
Yeah, Austin is a female bass player.
Fighting the future.
Yeah.
Like
awesome.
It,
yeah, that was
great.
Cool. That was killer.
Got to get back in time.
Okay. Where have you played? Where you been playing lately?
We've done a lot of out-of-town stuff recently.
Yeah. Played at the Alley a few weeks back.
We opened for Az Artifacts.
Yeah,
that was
pretty fun.
Last week.
My friend Kelly said she caught you guys. Maybe was at the Alley.
Yeah.
Kelly, I'm associated with Kelly. That's how we got connected
right
with
on.
You guys. So.
Oh, thank you, Kelly.
Kelly's really awesome. She's
thank you,
way
Kelly
cooler
Rush.
Than anybody that might work on this show.
Why
yes,
did I,
Kelly Rush.
She's
why did
way
I not
cooler
meet her?
Than me, too, so.
She's probably way cooler than most of our listeners.
Yeah.
I listen sometimes. Come on. All the time.
Actually, you know what?
Wow,
she's probably
you've
as cool
already
as most
lost
of our
points
listeners.
On the quiz.
Damn it.
Either commit to one or the other.
Well, it's been a little while. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, you've already lost points. So.
What Damn. Bands may you have heard?
Like, that's such a big question. What do you mean? What
no,
bands
on the
have
worst
I heard?
Little
on the
podcast.
Podcast.
Like, what episodes?
Because
we're
going to
just fucking remember.
Because we want to talk about us.
I'm going to fail then. It's been a long
a hole.
Time.
Well, you could kind of mention
hole.
Any band in town. And
I know, I
on.
Could.
You could just.
Really? Because we're kind of a big deal.
I can think of people who have been on the show, but not.
Okay, let's hear some people.
Do you know, do you guys remember Hector Acevedo?
What band was he?
What is it?
Back to the original question.
Hector. Well, you know what? Rick. That would be a Rick question. Do you remember Hector,
I
Rick?
I typically remember guys, especially
he
if they're Latino.
He likes Latinos.
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
No, I remember.
He definitely sexually.
Hector played with Aversion Therapy? No.
No. He's in a metal
no,
band.
No, that was Gerardo.
Gerardo.
You racist?
Just kidding.
They do all look the same, huh, Rory?
Yeah.
You know, as brown guys, we all look the same, dude.
Mr. Dowd, none of those people are your friends.
Especially not you, you stupid bald faggot. Why don't you go outside and cry under your lavender bush?
Just waiting for you to be single long enough that we can hot dog again.
I'm not single, though, so tough shit.
No,
I know.
I've been with this girl for a while. Sucks. This is impressive.
As soon as she dumps you,
I'm impressed
right
by
here.
Her.
Yeah, as soon as she dumps me, I'm nowhere near you.
Right. Aw, a little bit of... You know.
No, no, I'm thinking a little more, Tony Montana kind of night.
I don't know what that means.
Say hello to my little friend.
Oh.
No, just a little more like face down on the desk.
Oh,
so,
like, yeah.
So you mean,
hi, I have a really small penis.
Yes!
Oh, way to go. Way to just pull me into that one. Thank you.
What's next, Rory Dad?
What's next is, I have no clue.
Oh,
this segment is brought to you by our fine sponsors who we keep forgetting to mention at Reno Computer Fix.
Oh,
awesome
them.
People.
Check them out on South Wells by
so
the Dandelion
like
Deli. They love us. They're awesome dudes.
The Dandelion Deli is a great place to eat, by the way.
Yeah, you can get some food and then go
drop
talk
your
to
computer,
computer
off.
Or just go say hi and mention the podcast.
They
we
have
love that.
Really cheap refurbished computers for way less than you'll
see
pay
what they're
for
all about.
At big
they
box
have beautiful
stores.
Art.
Yes, they do. They do local
they
art
They let
on
your
consignment.
Dogs go in there?
Yep. What? They hang out.
You don't have to wear your shirt.
And I have heard
there,
something
dude.
About
just
a
go in there shirtless.
I've heard something about a Cosplay Friday. Which I will not be attending, but if you like that sort of thing,
what
faggot,
does that mean?
You can go to it. Cosplay Friday.
Oh. Oh.
The D&D guy ripping on the cosplay people.
Wow. Yeah, exactly.
Well, at least he doesn't
you
buy
damn
the
right.
outfit.
I do it in my living room with alcohol and marijuana around a table with dice.
All right, you're helping
I do
us,
not,
buddy.
With so other cool. grown men in our regular clothes. We do not go out in public in Rochambeau wearing clothes we bought on The Matrix.
Wait, what character are you?
Currently?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Oh.
Not Yoda.
Come on, Murray. We're playing a vampire.
Just because you go to the library, don't make you Yoda.
Yeah, clothes from the Matrix. Yeah.
No. 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 My character exclusively wears Hugo Boss suits.
Hey, how can we?
And
never
he
talk
is kind
about
of a fascist.
That?
No, because no. The,
oh, right, the wind. Exactly.
So. Even I thought that was gay.
Why don't we talk to our guests some more?
Yeah, let's not talk about the stupid things I do. Let's talk about the stupid thing the band does. Do any of you role play?
No.
Do any of you cosplay?
Me and Austin role play
do
on
you
the weekends
go-
together.
Yeah.
Hey.
In the bedroom. It's pretty
do you,
hot.
Do you ever go to Comic-Cons and wear costumes? That's what cosplay is, Rick. Comic-Cons wearing costumes.
I figured it out.
I'm tempted to go this year as Professor Oak, but I don't know.
I was going to go as Rorschach to Comic-Con.
Ooh.
Have you guys seen... All right. For a while, I was seeing a guy dressed as Jenga Fett walking around downtown.
No.
Have you guys seen that guy?
No.
Don't
no,
tell
I
them.
That.
First time I saw him, I was tripping on acid, so I didn't believe I was really seeing Jenga Fett.
Ooh, I got one.
It was great.
That's fucking awesome. Have you guys seen the Back to the Future?
Yeah.
DeLorean.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Because you're the Fighting the Future band. Got to get back in time, and they're
I met the guy the other day. He
you
came
did?
Into, cool. Yeah, he came into
is
my
he,
work.
He can't
Good,
be
let's
as cool.
talk about that.
He can't be. He's a dork.
He was, it was an interesting moment in my life.
Creeper?
Not so creepy. No, okay. He's a nice guy. Nice enough guy. Harmless. Okay.
Was he dressed like Marty
Mostly
McFly?
Harmless.
No, he was not.
Damn it.
Was
Damn
he,
it.
Like, super impressed by his car? Was he, like, excited and just felt,
like,
look at my car.
No, he was like, it's just the daily driver.
He's cool. He's all late.
Cool
and
dude,
did he
cool
buy
dude.
It like that or did he make it to look like that?
I don't know.
Dude, I would dress like Doc Brown. If I had
you can
sure
do both.
Yeah.
They only have like 1,000 100 frames left or something.
Something like that. I'm pretty sure he made it. I saw something. I read an article about that car specifically.
You are making that up.
No, I'm not.
You sound like you're making it
up. It was on the internet. It was on Reno.
He has a Nevada license plate that says flux, like for flux capacitor.
It like lights up and shoots smoke out the back and everything. There's a flux capacitor inside. He's got a sports almanac.
Does he go to Brainiac? Oh,
probably.
My God. Would you imagine running into the fucking...
Like, that has to go to Burning
Man. Yeah, the art car people are all, yeah. Yeah, you don't have to
You're
do
in,
shit
dude.
To that.
Come
just
on.
Go in. Drive carefully.
I felt like it was booted
don't
to bring
Don't do
88
miles an hour unless you're way past
Right,
the
yeah,
fences.
You don't want to be a tourist.
No, like, so I was just like, I just walked like, sweet car. That was that.
Wow, that's so awesome because me and Mikey's seen it like twice now and we just want to verify we weren't too high or something. Thought we saw the fucking
well,
Back to the Future car.
Back in the day, there used to be this guy who'd go to the bars who looked exactly like Guile from Street Fighter. He had the sweatback hair, he'd wear camo pants and like the brown leather bomber over a wife beater.
Wow.
I mean, he was fucking Guile walking around town.
That was totally me.
Was it like on purpose or was it just a happy coincidence?
You know, I never really struck up a conversation with him. I was always too intimidated. And he seemed like a real douchebag.
All right.
It probably was you, Craig.
He sounds like you.
Have you guys seen the Kurt Cobain lookalike guy?
Well, are you talking about Chad Kroeger?
No. In Reno, there's a dude who looks exactly like Kurt Cobain, but he hangs out at like fucking up in.
A big section of his head is missing. That's not funny.
Up but past Mayberry, up McCarran, what's that area
Walden's?
Called?
Walden's over by there? Like,
yeah, and that whole area. I've seen the Kurt Cobain lookalike guy on the McCarran.
Huh. I think you're making You're just
McCarran.
Making that. You're just seeing
You haven't
shit,
seen that?
Dude.
No.
You're just seeing
All right,
shit
let's go.
The
skateboarder
freeway.
With the patch over his eye.
Yeah.
Who carries a skateboard around?
The waver.
All right.
No, but he's not the waver. The waver's dead.
No.
I saw him when I was a kid.
Let's have a moment of silence for the waver. Thank you. Okay. Now, the guy with the patch
he gave
over
a rock
his eye.
Yeah.
Was a skater dude.
But he always kicks his skateboard in front of him.
And he carries it around and shit. But
What about the one-armed bicyclist that goes around McCarran?
What?
I haven't seen that guy.
Real skinny, only has one arm, cycles his brains out.
Plays kidding? Drums with the Kurt Cobain lookalike.
I would. Def Leppard cover band. Yeah.
What about Nirvana being inducted into the Rock and Roll
all right.
Hall of Fame? Yeah,
that's a good topic for sure.
I heard that Lorde did
so
a cover.
Lorde did.
I saw that. Yeah, she
no
did
idea.
All apologies.
It
was
good. It was good. And Joan Jett did "Smells Like Teen Spirit" with
and
them.
Kim Gordon.
How was that? I heard that. I've heard about that.
I watched a video, and it was all right.
Everything you say sounds like you're lying.
Kim Gordon on
Aneurysm. Your poor girlfriend. Like fucking, and I just went out with my friends and we didn't really do anything. I know you were blowing some guy. Or like, you know, like so you're lying. I know you're lying.
It's the natural tone of voice when you're sitting behind a drum
kit. Like
that's why drummers shouldn't sing.
Some monotone kind of timbre going on.
And then I see you sounded like you were lying right now. And it's totally true. Damn.
It's like a disability. It took a really long time to get it down.
Yeah, I bet it was hard. I bet it was hard to get it down.
It was really hard to get it down. How about
like
you guys?
Like your mom.
Whoa.
Good job, Ricky.
Damn.
Oh,
man.
You guys,
what about the Nirvana thing, man? 20 years later.
Is anybody against it? Fuck them.
Pretty much around this time, April 8th, we just passed that.
Sure.
When we all found out that Kurt either blew his brains out or Courtney had someone kill him.
Courtney totally did it.
What do you guys think?
Courtney did it.
I don't know. He had to wake up every morning and see that. He probably did it.
It's really hard to believe that an intense heroin addict would actually murder themselves. So I think Courtney
did
it.
But, I mean, he did have to deal... Like, he had to deal with Courtney Love every day. He might have just blown his brains out because of that. Like,
so true.
Yeah.
But in some of the, corners and stuff have said they've never ever seen anybody load up on that much heroin and blow their brains out. Like, it's kind of impossible or, just highly unlikely.
Yeah, he would have had to like pull the trigger with his big toe or something.
Yeah. So you never know. I'm not saying I'm a conspiracist. I kind of don't think. I think probably Kurt just did kill himself, you know, but fucking people do that once in a while. It sucks. But I remember the day that happened.
Or somebody found him OD'd and then blew his brains out so it would look more like that and be a mystery.
FBI cover up.
Damn, Rory, you just dropped me back into the mystery of it all. Maybe. Huh.
What if he didn't
she
kill
is
himself?
A cunt.
Somebody didn't
did
actually kill him, but they did it to make it a thing.
I didn't buy it, really. I didn't buy it when she was her whole speech. She's like, I was going to say a whole bunch, but I'll just say it just sucks to miss him. And then she's like, I have to add on a couple other things, too. But.
I think
thank God and my mom.
Yeah. I'm glad to be here because Nirvana got inducted. Fuck you, Courtney. Your daughter should be there.
Fuck you, Nick.
You know?
I think Kurt.
She wasn't there. God damn it, Mike. Can't you see eye to eye with me on one fucking thing?
Fuck you, Nick.
There's not a lot Nick gets passionate about, but Nirvana is one of those things.
It's a good thing to be passionate about.
I was at Fugazi, and all of them were there. The whole band and Courtney, and she was chasing Kurt around, and just Chris and Dave were in the back hanging out like normal folks. And Kurt came by me, and I didn't want to bug him, but I looked at his tennis shoe, and it was like an old man shoe, and he had on the front of it. He wrote in ink himself, Fugazi, on the tips of his toes. He's the biggest fanboy who ever made it, dude.
That's so funny because I love their shit, but I hate Fugazi.
You what?
I think Fugazi is so fucking lame.
Fugazi is an entirely new concept to me.
I'm breaking my heart, sir.
I tried, and I listened to like two whole albums and was like, this.
Yeah,
really
all you
sucks.
Need is 13 songs. It's the best. It's a fucking best.
Maybe I need to hear something else. You listen to the wrong
two albums then.
Well, if you got two albums that are that bad, you don't deserve to be an epic
13
band.
Strong rules. 13 songs.
So, okay, good. So I'll check out something new if you want to make me, but.
Oh, God.
But I
changed
but
my
that's
life.
Important.
No means no. Wrong. Also, both those albums are the same summer for me. I was all, God, they're so good. You know,
dude, Wrong was that was such a good album. Yeah,
our Canadian brothers, I salute them. Right. Let's have some more music. Speaking of music,
right. Nick and I just travel down this arcane, obscure band knowledge.
Yeah, we're like, God, the '90s K-hole. Were fun.
All right, what song are we playing next then?
This song's called Psychiatric Help, 5 Cents.
Thank you.
Brought to you by my favorite palindrome, Xanax.
Wait, you're hiding Xanax? What?
I know, I am.
He's always got this.
I won't tell you where it is. But
yeah,
I do.
He quit drinking, but
I do.
It's up.
Still just Xanax. Still, yeah. Every day.
But it, but if you
Doctor
search
says
his
it's
body,
fine.
You might find it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's somewhere.
Going down. Lower.
Look under the sack.
Nathan,
the Xanax sack. The
Nathan,
Xanax
could you give
sack.
Me some water, please?
Oh, and he just leaps up like.
Like a deer, yeah. A springtime deer.
Could you also bring me my chocolate from the door in the freezer?
Yeah, thank
you. Rick's really good at repeating things like right
well,
on top
I,
of
you
it.
Can't see that he took off his headphones before you said that second part.
Awesome.
So.
No, but you're
five
on
five gold stars.
Like,
Rick.
As it comes
Give
out
five
of you're just
stars.
Repeating without like consciously knowing what the words are.
Oh, right, right. So Nick could say, and would you please shove a baseball bat up my nose?
Yeah, and I love D vaginas.
I'm Rick Spagnola.
I'm Rick Spagnola, and I love vaginas. That was awesome, you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. Where are you guys playing next?
Your garage.
May 2nd.
Yeah, May 2nd at Studio on 4th. We have our EP, our first ever actual
Ooh.
Good recording
Ooh.
Coming out.
Yeah.
Where'd you do it at?
It's called GCR Studios. It's over like kind of downtownish.
Oh. Yeah.
It's off of Keystone and 2nd.
Don't give
I
them
think.
Like the direct.
You want to take a right off of
Who was the guy?
No, Keystone is 2nd. That's good.
We recorded with Grant Renekers and Aaron Folsch. They just started up a studio here
that's
in town.
Awesome.
Came
it's
out really well.
Pretty legit setup. They've got an isolation room and stuff. It's down in a basement.
No, we don't have that.
Pretty awesome.
Cool.
Yeah.
Fun times.
Yeah,
they used to have an isolation room. It was the closet. And
yeah.
It sucked ass.
It sucked. Oh, God.
Like
under
playing.
A heat lamp. Yeah.
Oh,
it's all about music is pain, you guys. I'm sorry. You must bleed for your art.
Yeah, whenever oh, Rachel geez. Sings.
Oh!
Hey.
Them's
oh
fighting words.
Cease. Do you sing? Are you going to sing okay. in any of the songs we're going to
yeah.
hear?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
She's got a good voice.
Can't wait.
Don't build me up like that, man. I don't want to disappoint.
Rachel, you have a beautiful voice. It's an honor sharing the stage and room with
Jesus.
You.
What about your online presence? What do you got going on with like the online thing?
We got a
Austin.
Facebook page. We have YouTube. Yeah. And we have Bandcamp.
So. Reverb Nation.
Fighting the Future. All those things.
Yep.
Those things.
Fightingthefuture.bandcamp.com.
Go check out our stuff.
Facebook.com/Fighting the Future.
We need to get an online merch store. We need to get that going.
We just need to put links up somewhere.
Oh, and it's still in the works, but we actually just entered to play the Warped Tour stage through the Ernie Ball contest.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, very cool.
We did? Head on over there.
Yeah, Greg, we did?
I told you this, man.
You didn't tell me shit.
I sent out the group text.
I never got it.
You guys are good.
It.
I think you have a good shot.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Definitely let us know that we'll
can our
repost
public
some
help
stuff?
You
yes.
accomplish
yes, please.
This?
Oh,
whatever
yeah.
you can
do
to
they need
help
to go
us.
Vote for you?
Exactly.
Or
yeah, it's at if you go to ErnieBall.com, there's a link there to the voting, and then you just type in Fighting the Future, and we're there.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Go like our Facebook page.
Yeah, we'll try to get a link up on our Facebook page, too, there
yes.
for you.
Sweet. That would be amazing.
It means a lot. Easy and simple for people.
That's just one of our big goals, is we've always talked about we want to play Warped Tour so bad.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
really, be the best way to get lots of vote on the internet is to make it as simple as possible for people to do it with as little commitment
right.
as possible.
To get that, it's
I have to
not
give them my
hard.
Email address.
Like, type. Click Dick. Done. Yeah. No, that's too much.
Work. I have to type in my name and my email. Oh, they want my email address. I don't want on another chainmail list. So, yeah. No, I just want to be able to click. You know, it's me for my IP address and my thought presence on the interwebs.
People are so weird about that. Why don't you just make like an email address specifically for junk?
That's what I do.
Yeah.
But junk just finds its way into your email, anyways. Like.
Like the
I get
junk,
just get put on lists.
I get junk mail from stuff I've never even heard of before.
You're on a list and it was sold.
Yeah, it's like the telemarketing call list. Did you guys hear about that? Apparently they're going to be giving out cell phone numbers to telemarketers now. So we're going to be getting telemarketing calls on our cell phones.
He's this lying.
Is, I already get him like texts and stuff.
I don't get those, but this is just speculation. It's a rumor I've heard and I'm not looking forward to it.
Well, when I still had a landline, I never answered it because it was always those assholes.
Exactly.
Right.
Always.
Or bill collectors that you weren't going to talk to anyway.
Yeah, yeah. I was already ignoring your letters. Why would I answer your phone call?
Right. You know, for all they know, you're dead.
Right. After 2 years of that, I had that unplugged. So face.
Give us one.
Yeah, oh, and I totally turned away from the screen. God, I suck.
One, two, you three. Loser.
I know. Where is it?
Double.
Face!
Thank you. Yeah.
In your face.
That's
a bit of a coup de grace.
I was going to say, was that Rachel?
Telemarketers.
Wait, what?
Was that Rachel that just said that?
No.
That's what you have to look for.
That's coming.
So should we jump to that portion of the show, gentlemen?
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, absolutely.
My music, please.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time for the worst little quiz in the world. Well, I'm going to ask Fighting the Future, all four of them, some very random and strange questions, and then score them subjectively, whilst also silently judging them. Are you ready to play?
Yay!
I'm actually not. I haven't written your initials down in the correct order.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, you just lost 10 points already. That was the drummer. Multiply that by 2.
Oh.
Just for the drummer penalty.
Hey, if it wasn't for me, this band would fall apart.
Okay, Craig.
I'm solid.
Dude, what? You both of you guys today.
Oh, yes. And Rachel, you've unfortunately also lost some points, but you get a half multiplier because you're a chick bass player. So
yeah.
You're not doing so bad compared to Craig. He's got a lot of ground to make up.
Rhythm section's in the toilet right
Dang.
Now.
All right. Are you ready to play? I'm going to go with... We'll go with you, sir. Dylan, first. Your lover, your brother, or your mother, trapped on a desert island, who do you cannibalize first?
Oh, Lord. That is a horrifying question.
You're taking too long already.
I'm going to go with my brother.
Okay.
Just because...
There's a lot to eat there.
No, just because I think he would hate me less for it. Everyone else would hate me more for it.
All right. Austin, same question to you. Lover, brother, or mother trapped on a desert island?
I'd have to go with brother.
Brother as well.
Yeah. Thanks.
You got a lot
Thanks.
Of brother haters here.
Not you.
Your other brother.
Other brother from a different mother.
Rachel.
Yes.
Same question.
I eat my mom, so she quits nagging.
There you go. Ding.
And that's how you play the quiz.
Ding. Craig.
Yeah.
Same question.
I don't know. I already eat my lover, so... I'd probably eat Austin because he's technically my brother, so...
There you go. Yeah. You guys are related?
Sexually.
No, we're...
of the blood or...
Related through
of the marriage.
Of the marriage.
Wow.
How unfortunate.
Who's banging whose
for
sister?
You, Austin.
Well, not like that. No, like... Austin's my stepbrother. Our parents are married.
Oh, that kind of Mary. Okay.
Yeah.
So who's banging whose mom?
God, oh God.
That, no?
Austin's dad is my, yeah.
Rick, don't want to finish the sentence. Thanks, Craig.
You seem like such a nice guy, Rick.
And then he opens his fucking mouth.
It's something about being in the room by myself. I feel secure. Nate will protect me.
What was the first album you ever bought?
That would be Green Day Dookie.
That's a good one.
All right. Mm-hmm. Not bad answer. Austin, same to you.
Fall Out Boy, Take This to Your Grave.
You're real young guys we're dealing with.
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay.
I got one for you. Dead Kennedys, Milking the Sacred Cow.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
That's a bit of a win.
I've got Elephant by White Stripes.
One of my favorites.
It's a good album. It's a good album. Yeah.
Bunch of hip motherfuckers in the room.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Nobody had... So, mine was cool in the gang. So
yeah,
you know.
Mine was Culture Club, so I don't think we're cool enough to interview you guys.
Duran.
Cool in the gang is pretty fucking hip.
What was the first rock show you ever went to?
First rock show I went
to? It was a small club, big concert, whatever.
I went to see Rush when I was 6 years old with my
what?
Dad.
Nice.
Yeah, on the Vapor Trails tour.
You do know they're Canadian, right?
Yeah.
It does qualify as rock music, right?
But points off for Canada, Rory.
A little bit of Reno trivia. Did you know Neil Peart drove the Tour de Nez? He, drove his motorcycle in the front? I love Neil Peart.
Yeah.
Neil Peart's
I grew up on Rush. My dad raised me to be a Rush fan.
Awesome. Punk rock and Rush, yep. That's an interesting combo.
Yeah.
Austin, same question to you.
Unwillingly, Alice Cooper when I was a child, and then willingly, Real Big Fish.
Why unwillingly, Alice Cooper?
I was like,
and why willingly,
six?
Real Big Fish?
You weren't six. You were like
seven.
Eight.
Real Big Fish was the show you wanted to go to.
Yes, yeah. I love Real Big Fish.
Cool. That's okay.
Faggot.
Reek, you don't
honey,
say judgmental.
Honey, if you don't, if you keep doing that, we'll make you,
you
go into the box.
You don't even know what Real Big Fish is.
I don't. I think the first like real rock and roll concert, rock and roll, right?
No, just a show.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, I know. I
hey,
went to,
mine was Tiffany, so.
Oh. I went to.
Now you hit the faggot button.
No, I think he
timing,
deserves
that. Timing.
Dirty cocksucker.
I went to a Ramones cover band called Yo Gabba Gabba.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, before the show. Before,
yeah.
Dude, wow. I love Yo Gabba.
Oh, they're so cool. I was like the only one moshing except for a 6-year-old kid.
Nice.
Everybody else was just standing there.
Damn.
I was disappointed.
Ramones
the great thing,
primal,
good
dude.
On you.
Well, the great thing about a Ramones cover band is they're probably better than the Ramones.
I've been playing this song since I was 12, man.
Craig?
I was dragged to an REO Speedwagon concert when I was
a kid. Oh, they're singers from Reno.
I don't think that's so bad, yeah.
But the first concert I like went to was Alice Cooper, and then I saw a Taste of Chaos tour a couple years after that, so...
Right on.
Yeah.
Taste of Chaos.
Nice progression.
Yeah. Taste of Chaos was like before.
I like the coupe.
Yeah. Nick, yours was, what was yours?
Me?
Who?
Nick?
My first concert was Santana.
Oh, God, that's
awesome. Yeah.
That's so bad.
That I remember, but also I was in my mom's tummy for Jimi Hendrix and Led Zeppelin, and then I think my parents took me to a ZZ Top concert when I was little, but I don't remember, but I remember Santana.
Damn.
I work with a guy who's... like, randomly stumbled upon Woodstock. Like, he didn't know he was at Woodstock, and he watched Santana before anybody knew Santana.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now all right, that was pretty now much when old. He came out.
Back to the quiz. Back to the quiz. We digress. We digress. Quiz. In all of history, who would you start a fist fight with?
In all of history?
Yes.
George Bush.
Nice.
George Bush. Which?
Yeah. Popular answer.
Both of them?
Both.
All right.
Just punched Austin. The senior in the balls.
Pick the right time.
I have no idea.
I'd fight Butterball or Butterbean, whatever.
Butterbean!
Yeah!
Just
brave.
Like Johnny Knoxville. Brave man.
I wouldn't want to feel it.
But film it.
Yeah, exactly. Really, I don't know. Butterbean, yeah.
I'd probably say an old person.
Actually, dang, that works. An old person.
That's probably the highest scoring answer.
A 12th century serf.
So I want to hit them and they fall apart. It's so old.
I'd punch Oprah Winfrey.
Nice. Yeah.
But she's done
big
so many
point.
Good things.
She's fake. I just want to punch
big
her so
point
she breaks.
With that
but you want a new car.
You get a new car. You get a new
what,
car.
And have you heard about the cars, though? And then the people get them, and basically they all have to sell them and pay taxes because she doesn't take care of any of that. She just gives them the title, but they have to like take
that
care of
that isn't bad on Oprah. That's bad on America because they like to complain.
Yeah.
Well, no, she's not giving them free cars. They have to pay for it, and like it's taxed like a gift. And all of a sudden, they have this thing they can't pay for.
That's ridiculous.
It's still
Rick,
rad.
Rick, do you?
No, fuck
are
Oprah.
Are you an Oprah fan?
I would titty fuck her.
Oh, God.
Wow. Just like Don Geronimo.
Well,
that's gnarly.
With her lover washing.
Yeah. No.
What's her name?
Stetson. Oh, you mean Gail.
Yeah, Gail. Not Stedman. Stedman, they don't
Stetson,
have sex.
Whatever the fuck his
no,
name is.
No, it's about Gail and Oprah.
Is Stedman her beard?
That's an attractive
yeah, totally.
That's what everybody says.
Are you kidding? Have you ever seen a dead body?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
And did we get to hear about it a little?
It was my great-grandmother when she passed away, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Seen several. Austin and I, our grandfather was...
We've killed a whole bunch of folks with Grandpa.
Our grandfather was a mortician, so we saw...
Holy shit!
Okay.
Nice. Wow, that
typically,
is the
I mean,
best
not in a box,
answer.
But if you got to see him in a box all the time, that's totally different, too.
It wasn't all the time. But
more often than the rest of us.
Yeah.
Quit selling yourself short. Let me just exaggerate for you.
Rad.
I saw that lady that got owned on Rob the other night.
Ooh, too soon?
It was scarring, man. Like there was a jaywalker and she got owned by a blue truck.
Oh, wow.
Did she die?
I was just driving away from Pizza Plus and there she was.
Oh, crazy. Jesus.
Yeah.
Dang.
Wow.
Damn.
If you know that lady, my heart goes out to you.
Sorry, man.
Yeah. Wow.
That's a gnarly question, Rory.
That's the first time that one's backfired.
The quiz is supposed to make, I think the quiz is supposed to make us all uncomfortable. I'm sorry.
Even
it's
ourselves.
Yeah,
even
right?
ourselves. I'm
it's
too
hard.
Comfortable. You're not.
Let's go. Here's.
I don't think Austin answered.
Oh. Last Saturday night, like my bedroom is pretty hot.
You saw a dead bottom?
don't judge me. Like.
Right, I'm gonna write necro and point arrow up here.
You sick fuck.
Let's
That's
see.
Totally disgusting.
How often do you masturbate?
Frequently.
Daily.
I'm gonna go with Craig's answer. Daily.
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 All
why
right,
not?
Daily.
Daily.
Hourly.
All right.
Hourly. I got a boyfriend to do that for me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
lock that down.
You still got a master.
Yeah.
$1 million.
What if Aaron's taking a nap?
What was that?
Maybe every couple of days or something.
All right, there
know.
We go.
I don't know.
Ding. That's about right for being in a relationship.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
All right.
Got a steady,
Aaron's gonna kill
a steady
me.
Button pusher.
A bunch of healthy individuals. Good
yeah.
job.
What? How did you lose your virginity?
I actually haven't.
You haven't?
I haven't.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
Ding. How old are you?
19.
Ladies.
I've been pushing
rock
this
and
one.
Roll.
Dylan Fu.
Rock and roll cherry.
That's a keeper.
Yeah.
At least for...
I don't want to brag about it because it's actually really fucking annoying.
Trauma.
Oh, no. I think it's kind of cool, dude.
You just need to play the guitar on stage more and it'll totally never happen.
Exactly.
Don't believe the hype.
Dude, girls don't want to deal with band guys.
But wait,
they've evolved.
At
they
a certain point, when you find the right hammered girl at the end of the night, she'll be your dream princess.
I love hey. Your status.
Austin's got you, Dylan.
Austin,
oh thanks, babe.
It was in a van with this guy called Gorilla Mike.
That's my story.
That was really traumatizing.
Based on real life events, I'm not proud.
Craig.
I was 14. It was underneath the freeway.
Yeah!
Wow. Wow.
That's an ant.
That is an original one.
I don't think he's lying this time.
That. Wait, was it 395 or I-80?
It was I-80.
Okay, classy.
Wait, which one?
Kind of like towards Mogul. Like
okay.
There's this tunnel that goes under, like there's a ravine. And,
nice.
What was his name?
Did it say free candy and spray paint outside of it?
No.
All right, next question.
Next question. When searching the internet for said masturbatory material, what's your favorite keywords to search your favorite sites?
Oh, God.
Brazilian fart porn.
Is that like cake farts?
We'll go with kick farts.
I'd have to say midget porn.
That,
gets me going.
Are we giving? Are we giving?
It's strange
because
you're a really tall dude.
That's up to you, Craig.
Which
is truth is stranger than fiction sometimes, though.
I don't want to divulge that information.
That's also a correct answer.
I don't know. Toys, I guess. I don't know.
Toys.
I'll keep it.
Okay.
I'll keep it on the tame
machines.
Side. Yeah.
Fuck machine.
Paraplegics.
Ooh.
Like boxing. You'll watch boxing
Super
Helena
creepy.
20
like
times
when they,
in a row
when
and rub
it. Just can't move. It's,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
awesome.
Oh, I thought you meant stumping.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
my gosh. You mean stumping.
Oh, no.
Stump docking.
Yeah,
term that needs stump docking.
God.
Ew.
You guys heard of space docking?
Heard of it.
I majored in it.
My friend was all, he was all, would two guys do that, Rick? Like, what do you do? Just look into each other's eyes? And I'm all, well, yeah. Exactly what it's like. Yeah, but it wasn't until I was a lot older that I actually dated a guy who had a foreskin. So
oh,
it was
boy.
Like, wow.
What does Chewie say?
He likes this kind of talk.
Oh, yeah,
Chewie would never, it. Ever. Yeah.
Don't be gross, Rick.
Yeah. I'm trying to find some fun old questions I haven't asked in a while. Fuck it. Nick, rapid fire questions.
All right, here
rapid
we go.
Fire. Okay, go. Round two, where the points are halves and the time limit shortened.
I'm going to start with, from my left, Austin, Elvis or Beatles?
Beatles.
Rachel?
Elvis.
Craig?
Beatles.
Sorry, Dylan?
Beatles.
All right.
Rachel sucks.
Who is your favorite Beatle?
Ringo.
Elvis.
Good answer. Craig?
Paul.
Paul.
All right. And
John's a dick.
Let's start with Dylan. We'll go bacon or chocolate?
Chocolate.
Ooh.
Bacon.
Bacon, duh.
Craig?
Bacon dipped in chocolate?
Nice. That is the correct answer. That's the 5-point answer.
I knew it.
You guys like metal, right?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. No, that's my second. Metal or punk?
Punk. Punk.
Punk.
I grew up on metal, so.
Okay.
I listen to metal.
Let's go then the majority. So we'll go Sex Pistols or the Ramones?
Oh. I'm going to go with the Ramones.
Ramones.
Fuck the Sex Pistols, Ramones.
It's all about the Sex Pistols, guys.
Ooh, the contrarian on the drums. Yeah.
Sex Pistols wouldn't be there.
This is one instant where the drummer is correct.
Let's start with Rachel.
Yeah.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
All right, Craig?
Star Wars.
Dylan?
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Wars all the way around, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then Han Solo or Indiana Jones?
Ooh, Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones.
Hans.
Han Solo.
Right, 50-50 on that
Han
one.
Han Solo.
Han Solo.
Han Solo. Han Solo.
I will fly your Millennium Falcon.
Let's see.
I am from Dutchland.
Watch me escape from the Sarlacc.
Yeah. AIDS or cancer?
Wait, what I like, or?
The question, the rapid question. Fire question is AIDS or cancer?
AIDS.
Cancer.
Craig?
Cancer.
I'm going to go with cancer.
All right. Blind or deaf?
Blind.
Deaf.
Blind.
Blind, hands down.
Okay. Ozzy or Dio?
Ozzy.
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 I saw Dio before he died, though.
I'm sorry.
How was it?
It was awesome. I saw him with Alice Cooper, Queensryche, and it was Heaven and Hell when they came Queensryche. Through.
Did he play Like a Rainbow in the Dark?
They did not play Like a Rainbow in the Dark or Holy Diver, so I was kind of disappointed. But
it was all old Black Sabbath stuff, not...
Yeah, it was weird, actually. I fell asleep. Alice Cooper was really good, and Queensryche did a Pink Floyd cover. They played Welcome to the Machine. It was great.
All right, Craig, let's start with you then. Nickelback or Coldplay?
Nickelback?
With a question mark? Very good.
Yeah.
Coldplay.
Dylan?
Coldplay.
Pass.
I think she got the correct answer.
Yeah.
Best pyrotechnic show I've ever seen was at a Nickelback concert.
Though. Really?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Far out.
Yeah, I apologize.
I didn't pay to go. I went with a friend, but yeah, they had great pyrotechnics.
Cool.
Was he your date?
They got a lot of dough to spend on that kind of shit.
No,
they
went...
make a lot of money.
Now, for all of you, Coldplay or a cold sore?
I'm going to go with cold sore. Coldplay.
I'd go Coldplay.
Clocks was good enough to pass up on a cold sore, so yeah, Coldplay, I guess.
Okay, okay.
Nickelback or herpes?
Oh, herpes. Nickelback sell out.
Herpes. Proudly.
Just Nickelback, I guess.
His voice cracked. He must already have the herp.
All right, let's go some girly questions. These guys are so young. I'm going to go
beat up or arrested?
That's a good one.
Arrested.
Would I rather be beat up or arrested?
Yes.
God, either both are terrible.
Right, but they have their certain pros and cons to
each. I like the hospital, though, so I think I'd like to get beat up.
Nice.
Beat up.
Beat up.
All right.
Would you rather be gay?
Down.
Or, would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Gay or ginger?
Good question.
I have a red beard. Does that count?
No, but if you had your choice to either be a homosexual or have red hair, and I mean moly ginger red hair.
Oh, I'm gonna go with homosexual.
Right. Gay.
gay because you can hide that.
Craig?
I'll go with gay.
Gay's all around. All right, my campground here.
Faggots.
Look, you guys, I got some hair color and a gun. See me after the show.
Shoot, I'm running out of options. But if you can live in a world with only Star Wars or the Beatles, which one would you pick?
Star Wars.
It's always followed by a sigh.
Oh. Yeah, it's a really dumb question, actually.
No, because nobody knows wants to pick. Okay, keep it.
The Beatles, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm a super nerd, so I'm going to go with Star Wars.
I'd have to go with Beatles.
All right. Beatles, three out of four.
I have a...
Go for it.
All right. Creamy or crunchy?
Crunchy.
Oh, he has the list.
Crunchy.
Creamy.
Crunchy.
Purple stuff or Sunny D?
Oh, yeah.
Purple stuff.
Ugh. Purple stuff.
Power of the sun.
Sunny delight all day.
Meth or Mountain Dew?
Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew.
Aren't they the same? Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew.
Okay. Good, good. We do not advocate the use of meth.
No, absolutely not. Tweakers suck.
We're not in Fallon.
Tweakers are sad and should go get
help. All right,
help.
Fallon or Verdi?
Verdi.
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 Carson or Minden?
Minden.
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 Carson, they got Best Buy.
Lake Tahoe or Lake Havasu?
Lake Tahoe.
Havasu.
Gotta be honest, right?
Reno or Sparks?
Sparks.
Reno.
Reno.
The Reverend Rory Dowd or Nick Ramirez?
I'm gonna go with the Reverend because I like his tattoos.
I like his tattoos too.
He has the pen.
Yeah, then Rory always wins. Damn it.
Not at an open mic.
Oh,
that was such
speaking
a
of that was brought face. To you by Jub Jub's open mic every Monday.
Go Burning Mics, hosted by a fabulous cast of characters, including yes. Nick Ramirez, yes. Rory Dowd, Jenny Pez Dispenser, Larry
Bell.
Cooper, Michelle Bell, yeah. Greg Gilmore.
Last week we had
and Chris Hart. Big Chris Hart.
That's right.
Is it every
good
Monday?
Job, Chris.
Every Monday.
Every Monday.
Every
what
fucking
time?
Monday. Sign ups are at 9:30.
9:30.
The show starts at 10, and we rock and roll till at least midnight.
Yeah.
So
sometimes 10, 12, 20 people show up, and it's like all night.
I'm in.
That's hello. A pretty I'm big in. Crowd.
Awesome.
All right. Yeah. So
good job on the quiz, you guys.
At the end of the quiz here, it was a fabulous raise. Austin, you came in last. You're a donkey. Dylan, don't laugh so hard. You only beat him by about 804 to 972, so you barely beat him. Craig put up a valiant effort despite his big loss at the beginning. Came up with 1,176 points.
Technically, I won.
But Rachel, hands down, was the champion with 1,346 points. And that
good
includes
job, Rachel.
The 500 point deduction for being a woman.
That's not easy.
Thank you for playing the quiz today. You've all won some stickers.
Oh, boy.
Yay!
Stickers!
Because it's like the Special Olympics. Everybody gets a prize.
That's why we invited Austin.
Oh.
Window licker!
So
you
this...
know what I hate about eating vegetables? What? Getting them back into their wheelchairs.
That was gross.
Hey, Rory, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Doctor.
Doctor Who?
Is a great show.
Sell out.
Agreed, agreed.
Helen Keller went to town riding on a pony, stuck a feather in her hat and called it Moo. Yes.
So I just did that with Justin last night, or night before last.
It's catching on.
Yeah. I know. You guys are slow on the uptake. We were doing that one weeks ago.
Yeah. Oh, right. We've been doing that for years.
I don't think we invented that one.
No,
we heard that on a Don and Mike Make Me Laugh. Some guy called in, and I'm driving along, spit my soda out of my mouth, nearly wrecked the car.
Funny as fuck, yeah.
Love the Don and Mike. Hey, and Rick.
Don's new show.
Yeah,
so everybody knows, right? The Don Don Geronimo, the radio god, has a fucking new podcast. Don Geronimo, look it up on the internet on the More Broadcasting Network, and it costs $9 for a month of shows, and it's fucking unbelievable. He cusses, and it's really, really great.
He talks about everything.
Oh, it's
uncensored.
Fucking awesome.
But no live ever call. Get away with just, because CBS just, would be no, all, no. Don't talk about that.
They broadcast live, and so it's every day noon to two, and so there's calls.
It buzzes with them.
And the callers cuss, and it's fucking, it's so amazing. So everybody awesome. Should check that out. You $9 is like 30 cents
Don
a show.
Don Geronimo finally went Howard Stern on it.
Oh,
good.
Awesome. And it's a long time coming, and I'm so fucking glad to finally hear the show that I always should have heard, you know, when there's no program directors getting in the way.
You have no idea what we're talking about. Go look it up on the Google.
Yeah, support Don Geronimo.
These are awesome.
Yeah, we love
that. All right, Rick, you need to know they're switching microphones.
No,
I swapped over
she's
to Austin's.
Sing.
Oh no, okay.
She's gonna play
switching
bass.
Instruments. They should have just switched instruments.
So
instead of places,
one more song, and then we'll see what's going on next week.
It's okay. No, you're fine. Don't worry about it.
Wait,
it will all work out.
All right.
Then we'll have a closer song.
Set this up. What is this? What are we doing here?
Gay sex.
Yeah.
Sodomy.
You're the only one here who can't have gay sex
in your ear.
So are we playing a song now? Is that what's happening?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
What do you do? Well, you guys made the move, and
you're ready.
Time to initiate this.
Let's do some more music.
Yeah, so this one's called Deaf and Blind Are Just Formalities. It's a bit slower.
I like you have long titles.
Yeah.
It's like the pop punk thing. I don't know.
I'm a rap poet, and I make like really long. I have poems where the title's longer than the poem.
And that's cool, though.
That's on purpose to be ironic and stuff.
Artsy.
Oh, my God. Yeah. God, you're a dick, Rory.
Yeah, I know. Hey, you've recorded my shit, so fuck true. Off.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
You guys are pretty badass.
Don't.
I'd like to see you at more shows in Reno this summer.
Yeah.
We would too.
Well, hey, now you'll get the podcast bump.
I know, yeah.
Like six more
people will be leaving you alone.
Yeah, well, there'll be like four stalkers that'll now know how to find you.
Oh, yeah.
You'll love it. Nice.
That happens to me a lot.
They only have like 12 restraining orders between them.
That happens to you a lot?
Yeah, well, I work at Guitar Center. I'm the only girl there, so all the creepy old guys that come in. Maybe I shouldn't say this. So customers who do that, I really appreciate you. Yeah, they do that.
Is Rachel working
today? No, of course she's not talking about you. You're her friend. She's talking about all the other ones.
The other creepy ones. You'd know if it's
honesty
you.
Is the best policy.
Awesome, you guys. So what's going on this week? What are we going to do this week?
I was going to say, real quick, plug your show again, because I already forgot where and when it is.
It is May 2nd at Studio on 4th.
Awesome venue.
It's $5.
Yep.
$5 hairs.
Nice.
We'll take either.
Preferably the doll hairs.
Starts at 7.
7:30, I think.
7:30 and doors at 7:30, shows at 8:30.
What's the address? Isn't it 555 East 4th Street?
Something like that. Yeah.
I thought it was 455.
I'm not that involved.
I don't know. It's kitty corner from the gas station next to where Club Bass used to be.
Club Bass. Underground.
Yeah.
All right. Well, all right. I finally got my stupid app to work, sort of.
What's going on, Rory?
All right. If you're listening to this the very day it comes out, today, Thursday, the Vampirates are having a CD release show.
Ooh. With Cranium and Elephant Rifle.
Oh, my God. The rifle?
Fuck. Right? Jesus. I don't know who the other band is, but they must be cool to be in the company of those three.
Yeah.
Good God.
There's a Spring Meltdown. I think it's a metal show at Jubb's on Friday. There's also Friday and Saturday, the Stiff Kitty Burlesque production, Femme Fatale, that I will be attending.
Have they been on our podcast before? Oh, we love those guys.
The week you weren't here was the Hot Chicks.
Oh, God. No, I was there.
Yeah, right. I know.
Oh.
But you're always checked out, Nick.
Right.
You stoner.
Right.
But then we also have My Acoustic Heart is also playing on Friday night. I believe that's
nice. Nice show. Good job. That podcast was amazing.
Yeah.
Music.
He's a Christian that's okay with gays.
Good. And he made that apparent.
Totally.
He told his whole
He's
story
a cool
about
dude.
It.
Yeah. I liked him.
No, we really
liked
that. Was a great show.
Let's see. There's
except for Darren.
Yeah.
There's
Darren's
stuff
happening for us that week.
That's a
there's
nice
an embrace.
Those two in the same room,
Saturday
though?
Night.
The Academy.
Oh, that Shadow Arcades at BLCC on Saturday night.
Oh, is it Terry out?
That's DJ Tiger Bunny. And also joined by John Potter and Ian and Ian.
So if you need your KMFDM Nitzareb fix.
Yeah.
Hell
let's
yeah.
Get weird.
Dean Reno is also one of the DJs usually up there on
oh, cool.
Shadow Arcade.
Have you guys ever gone to the jazz night at BLCC on Sunday nights?
No. What's going on there?
$10 all you can drink mimosas and live jazz.
So what kind of live jazz? Like, is it smooth, easy listening jazz?
A little bit of everything.
Dixieland.
They get the whole sweep, the whole
melange.
How many players are showing up?
They vary. I've seen normally a three-piece there.
Cool though.
Yeah.
Right on.
Rick likes old people music.
Especially I dig that shit, but only if it's old people music. If it's fucking Yanni bullshit, I'm not staying.
New age jazz.
That counts as jazz. So.
Does it really?
What do you got happening
this
weekend?
So much. Well, I don't have a bunch this weekend coming up. Actually, got a bunch of shit with the baseball. But
nice.
Some of my friends are coming up here on April 19th. My friend Max Volume's opening for the Greg Golden Band.
Yeah, Maxie, friend of
Max.
The show, godfather to Reno Radio.
Say hi to us, Max.
I just suck his dick.
Oh, well, that was me. Play some Max.
I was ready for the wrong thing.
Yeah. No, that's always the right
thing.
Oh, you like that, Max?
Kay likes it.
All right.
Fabulous.
Fu Manchu's fucking coming to the alley, dude.
Fuck
I gotta
him.
Say, that's awesome, dude. May 1st, Fu Manchu.
Awesome.
In a really small venue. Very cool.
That'd
very
be very
cool.
Cool.
Also, Black Flag coming to Jubb's.
Yeah.
Not sure on the date, but just fucking find out.
That's gonna be awesome.
Greg Ginn, original member.
1 month to marry anarchy. May 16th anarchy.
And 17th, be there. And the 18th,
our 10th year of May marry anarchy.
That's right, 10 years of anarchy.
Antics and raffles. And
plus
entertainment
bands,
and food for all of the children.
Sex and
food.
Debauchery, hedonism, love and companionship.
Food for your belly, your brain, and your liver.
That's right. That's right.
And your central
and your third
system.
Eye. There's gonna be some art there and shit. It'll be beautiful. So and thanks for everybody who's ever came to one. Rick, what do you got this weekend?
I am going to fucking California to have Easter Mass with my grandparents.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Happy Easter, everybody.
So it's going to be
glad
Easter.
Jesus became
remember
Jesus.
By the way, Rick, isn't that coming up here soon? Your the other anniversary of the springtime?
Oh.
Is that next month?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, May 14th, Rick will be sober 8 years. So that's
congratulations.
But that's if I don't get drunk.
And you know how tonight.
Are you going to do a big party?
I remember
or?
that's how old Riku is sometimes.
Exactly. No, that's how I know how old. Riku's the only child I can remember her age because she's only a little bit younger than
right.
I am sober.
Riku's, yeah, you're the same age as you are sober.
right. She turns 8 right after I turn 8.
Awesome, man. So, aww. No, what dog water gig this year?
No, the house really is going to get torn down, and everything's in a state of flux, and it's a fucking stress ball for me, and I'm just not doing it 1 year. I'm just going to take 1 year off. Dude. And then the mixing of that 100 hours of live bullshit eats away my whole summer.
Absolutely.
I'm just going to not do it 1 year and see how it goes.
Then next year it has You'll to be twice it. As big, and you have to let me play again.
God.
If you're resetting, you have
we'll
to let me play again.
We'll be a lot better by next year. We're going to be lighter thief. It'll be great.
Okay.
And I'm actually,
if Nick helps you,
I'm actually
you
pretty not bad.
No, he's getting better. He's a lot better.
And people so compliment me and shit.
Dude, me and Riku.
Everybody
fucking,
in Reno is nice, Rory.
The
no, people who don't know me have awesome. Said it was pretty good. My originals.
Good words. Well, he's a poet.
He takes shits as big as you.
That's true. Max,
yeah, Max is
he's
true.
He's a vet. You know.
At any rate, I'm running out of anything to say.
Let's hear another song and close this motherfucker,
yeah.
Dude.
So before we go, thank you guys for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Check out Fighting the Future on Facebook and Bandcamp and YouTube and all those good places on the internet. What's the name of the song we're going to go out on here?
This song is called Homeless.
Yeah.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, as we go out
only
on Homeless.
Only one word?
Yeah.
Four.
Well, we keep you guessing. We're just keeping you guessing.
All four of these songs that we played are on our new EP, so go check it out. Buy it when it comes out May 2nd.
It's called Living in This State.
Yep.
Four, Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, and Chewbacca. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying, fuck you, intern. I love you. Life is short. Good night, ladies.
All right.
You like it? My face is yours to look at as long as you keep looking back. A lot of people like cunt, you know? Men, women, but your eyes are like a cunt to me, honey. You can look and look and look and still I wake up wishing you were there. Watching me 24 hours a day. Them cunt eyes.
Duckwater Studios.
Cunt eyes? What was I thinking about?
You're my favorite.